I'm Ruth Dussault. You're listening to Local News Matters, local headlines from the Bay Area. Marin County puts a limit on Airbnbs. A deep sea earthquake reveals an uneven variety of emergency responses. The group that led the recall for Alameda DA Pamela Price calls for a tougher replacement, and San Mateo's supervisors find a way to oust their sheriff. New rules are going into effect on short-term rentals in Marin County. Back in January, the Board of Supervisors put a countywide limit of 1,200 short-term rental licenses in the county's unincorporated areas. The rules pertain to rentals of less than a month, like those offered on Airbnb in Verbo, and most of them are found in West Marin along the coast. The Community Development Agency announced Friday that it's now accepting license applications. There's only one allowed per operator, and it has to be renewed every 2 years. The county said the licensing program is intended to reduce problems related to noise, trash, and parking, and to make sure that water supply, septic systems, and emergency measures are adequate to those properties. More information can be found at the Marin County Community Development Agency's long-term planning website. On Thursday, a magnitude 7 earthquake happened deep in the ocean about 45 miles off the coast of Humboldt County. It triggered a regional tsunami warning, but Bay Area cities and counties responded very differently. The quake struck at 10:44 a.m. At first, a tsunami was predicted to reach San Francisco just after noon, but they canceled the warning just before noon. San Francisco sent social media and emergency system alerts, and emergency responders used their vehicles' loudspeakers to announce the evacuation orders in coastal areas. Berkeley ordered evacuations for West Berkeley, but Contra Costa County fired off its alerts more than an hour after the National Weather Service warning was issued, even after it was canceled. Emergency managers in San Mateo County considered sounding the tsunami warning sirens, but decided not to. But the beaches were cleared by fire and law enforcement. Marin County also did not fire off its emergency alert sirens, but it did send a message through its emergency services website and the sheriff's X account. Golden Gate Ferry service continued as usual. No injuries or damages were reported across the affected counties. The organizers of the successful effort to recall Alameda County District Attorney Pamela Price held a press conference last week, urging the Board of Supervisors to select a tougher replacement. Members of the recall campaign group, Save Alameda for Everyone, stood outside the Davison Courthouse in Oakland and called the election a mandate from the voters. Price lost with 63% voting to recall her on November 5th. The Board of Supervisors will appoint an interim district attorney to serve the remaining 2 years of Price's term, followed by a regular election. Price was elected in 2023 as the county's first Black female district attorney. At the time, she was clear about her reform-minded policies, including not tacking on enhancements to charges, not charging juveniles as adults, and finding alternatives to prison for certain defendants. But just a few months after she took office, opponents launched a petition drive to place her name on a recall ballot. Recall groups collectively spent more than $2.5 million on a campaign to blame her for crime in the county. Price was the first DA in the county's history to face a recall. The San Mateo County Board of Supervisors voted 4-0 on Tuesday to advance a charter amendment that would allow them to remove Sheriff Christina Corpus. If approved by voters in March, the amendment would permit the supervisors to dismiss the sheriff by a 4/5 vote. It would also require them to produce written grounds for their case and have a hearing. The amendment would expire in 2028. Corpus has repeatedly refused to resign, despite calls for her resignation coming from the board and local, state, and federal leaders. Since Corpus took office in 2023, more than 100 sworn staff have left the sheriff's office. She was the subject of votes of no confidence from the unions representing her department's deputies, sergeants, and lieutenants. Corpus's lawyers requested a delay during public comments on Tuesday, calling the vote premature. The board declined the delay request, but invited Corpus to testify under oath at their next meeting, December 10th. I'm Ruth Dussault. This has been a production of Radio Sausalito and Local News Matters.